Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Smashing Pumpkins?
Zombie.
The Cranberries.
Just Metallica?
It's the Cranberries.
Oh.
R.I.P. the great Dolores Reardon. She was the lead singer of the Cranberries. It's a good song. It's a good band. It's a good band.
Sometimes I think you just want to...
talk about music?
Yeah. Just in your bag about old rock songs and bands. And
I got a lot to share.
How days have since passed.
Let's get back to business.
Okay.
I'm hoping Risotto's got the all-time walks leader up there. Walks. So what do you got? Top 10? All right, Ricky.
I got as many as you want.
Bonds won.
Ricky and Bob.
Yeah, Ricky's two.
That's one and two.
Now, here's when it gets tough.
I really don't think it is.
Really?
It's probably Babe Ruth. That's a very low volume ding for me, Pasta.
Well, okay, then I'll turn off the music because it's on the same.
You can put them on different.
I'm gonna take.
Here's your ding for Babe Ruth because he is number three.
All right, my guess is, and I should be better at this. There's no doubt. So I don't know if he had a great eye, but he was a great player, so I'm going to assume he had a great eye. How about Willie Mays? Willie Mays.
Willie Mays is not on the top 20.
Oh, boy.
He's number 22.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
I do think you're on the right track, though. It's probably home run hitters. So give me Jim Thome.
Jim Thome is number seven on the list.
Okay.
I'm going to take Cecil Fielder.
Oh, boy. Come on.
I don't think he had a long enough career to be on this list.
You're better than that. All right, this guy, I actually remember, I don't know where he is on the list, but I bet he's top 10 because he hates how walks inflate a batter's stats, and that is Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan is number five on the list, so you guys have the top. You guys have four of the top five. You're missing number four.
I'm going to go with maybe the greatest leadoff hitter of all time outside Henderson, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is not there, but I gave you the bell because he is number 14, but he's not top five.
That's not a bell. That's a buzzer.
Thank you, Risotto. That should have been a buzzer.
No chance. I don't know, Pasta. Who's number four?
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle's top 10. He's number eight.
There you go. That's a
okay. I'm gonna say Al Kaline.
Al Kaline is not anywhere even in the top 30.
Aaron.
Oh, that's a
Aaron
good one.
Is in the top 30. He is number 27.
That's not a ding.
No. So what do you want dings for?
Only
top 10.
We're trying to get top 10
top
here.
10. Okay.
Top 10. Think about that though. Pete Rose and Joe Morgan were in the same lineup. hitting 1-2 at oftentimes.
Joe Morgan hated analytics.
He did.
They actually made him better.
I'm going to guess.
Or look better.
How about Harmon Killebrew? Thank you.
Harmon, I accidentally.
Pasta.
I did that premature.
Jeez Louise.
He's 15.
Ow.
He's number 15. I'm too quick with the ding.
Frank Thomas.
Who played forever?
Frank Thomas is a legitimate ding. He's number 10.
Okay.
So we need number 9, 7, 6, and that number 4 that you guys just can't get.
Oh God, who played forever? These fossils. Musial.
Stan the Man is number 13. Not there.
Chipper Jones.
I mean, I'd say Ted Williams, but he didn't have
Nicely done. That's number 4.
Ted Williams?
And what's incredible about that is I knew what you were going to say, too. You were going to say that he missed time because of the military.
He did.
But he still racked up the 4th most walks of all time.
Makes sense.
All right, who's number 9? I give up.
Number 9 is Mel Ott, New York Giants.
Okay.
Left-handed hitting, was a National League home run leader for a long time.
You remember him.
Let me guess a guy, and I'll give credit to Frank B. on the YouTube chat. I think this one's right. George Brett. Oh.
I think we already went through the top 10.
Come on, Frank B.
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere on here. Good guess, though.
Well, it wasn't. You see? It wasn't a good guess. Frank B.
Pasta, you've been very gracious during this entire exercise, so I appreciate you.
I'm trying
to
be
else?
Nice. All right, so number 7.
Mark McGwire.
Nope.
All right, I'm done.
Number 7 was Jim Thome, big left-handed hitter, Cleveland.
Yeah, I guessed him.
Did you?
Yeah, we got that right.
Oh, we got
Evan
that one.
Got that right.
And then the one that you guys didn't get was number 6. It is Carl Yastrzemski.
Oh. Yes.
Interesting. All right. Had a little fun with that.
Now, most of those guys, Steiny, most of them, are prolific home run hitters or on-base machines who do something when they're on base. So, Devers is not a home run hitter. He's a line drive hitter, has the ability to hit 30 home runs, and he's not a speed demon. So I would prefer, it's a shtick. It's okay to walk. I'm doing a bit. It's bad.
Evan filling in for Guru, taking on his persona of bad takes. How can you say walks are a bad thing? I don't know.
They're not a bad thing. All I'm saying is that...
Stop painting them out to be a bad thing, then.
Steiny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why did they go get Devers? Is it because they couldn't walk or is it because they couldn't hit?
And I'm with a 408, too. This is the craziest instant gratification culture. Hey, Evan, he played 3 games with the Giants.
Well, he's actually played a lot more games before.
Evan.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Come down my road. You know, Steiny.
Yeah.
When you go to your first Giants game where Devers is in the lineup.
Yes. I'll boo him.
No, that's going to be the Red Sox fans tonight. Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, that's actually, that'll be interesting to see.
Today. Actually, I spoke too soon. I don't think that he gets booed. The Giants don't go to Fenway this year, but do you think that he would get booed if he went to Fenway?
I don't, because it feels like Boston fans blame the front office more than Devers. Although, I heard a couple people, you know, like, they have some sound. I'm not going to play it on the board, but like Barstool stuff and Devers, there were people that didn't like Devers. You know what I mean? I'm hearing that, you know, wasn't necessarily a fan favorite.
Devers?
Yes.
I think he was.
All right.
Two scoops.
Well, let me tell you who.
That's because he likes ice cream.
Okay. Let me tell you who speaks for Boston. You know who Dave Portnoy is?
Are you serious? I know who he is, but you saying he speaks for Boston is going to piss anybody who lives out here that's from Boston off.
Too bad. He does.
That's what you do.
He's Mr. Boston.
I'd play him.
All right. Now listen to what he said. He's part of Boston.
I'm watching the U.S. Open, and the Red Sox trade Rafi Devers. They pull him off the plane, stick him in a car, send him on his way, and that's the end. Now listen, Rafael Devers is the dickhead. All right? He's a f***ing dickhead.
All right.
There's no doubt about that. Like, the way he handled Bregman coming to third and pissing and moaning, and then when Bregman gets hurt, he won't play third, and then he won't play first. So he's a dickhead. But this season has sucked for the Red Sox until the last f***ing week. In 2 weeks, they start playing good baseball. They sweep the Yankees. They won 5 out of 6 against the Yankees. They won, what, 7 out of 8 or something like that. We're finally looking up above 500, is like, huh, maybe this team actually will be pretty good. We got all these young kids coming up. And Devers is hitting for the most part. And you f***ing trade him for a bag of baseballs and f***ing a couple no-name pitchers and more. And it's a financial deal. And that's all it is. They didn't have to pay the contract. They got out of it. It's f***ing John Henry doing John Henry stuff.
Yeah, so there you have it. One guy says Devers was kind of a goof.
Who bleeped that out? Usually when there's a bleep, it's like a high pitch kind of ding. Like, those bleeps almost made it sound like I could hear the entire words. Did he call Rafi Devers when I think he called him?
Yes, he did. And not a designated hitter. Another DH.
That's a 4. Come on, man. Like.
Well, I guess there is some backlash. Like, we've heard it. He could have handled it better.
I agree with that.
But I'm with you. I don't think he gets booed in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, there's times where I wish Steiny could handle a read better, but I'm not going to go call you a DH, a designated hitter, after the show, you know? I'm like, yeah, yes, Steiny could have been better today and could have handled that a little bit better, but, you know, you're not a designated hitter.
Can I let fans in on a little secret? See this all the time. The fact that the Boston Red Sox swept the Yankees on the same day Devers got you, it means nothing. Like, the sweep of the Yankees means nothing. A series or two means nothing. Like, this idea that we got it together in Boston, and just when we got it together, they pulled the plug on this thing. You won 2 series. That's all you did? You got above 500 for the first time this year? That's all you did? Like, nobody, like, the Giants, they don't care that Devers is 1 for 12 so far. It's 1 series. They're not going to make a decision based on 1 series.
You think he's
going to? They made a decision based on what had happened all year long with Devers.
You got to admit that's pretty poor timing,
though. I disagree. The timing's the timing. They may have gotten him out of here. They may have said, let's get this guy out of here as fast as we can. And that just happened to be how long it took.
Steiny, they just moved into a wild card spot for the first time since they were 2-1.
And I'll tell you right now, nobody in the clubhouse knew that. They don't look at the standings like us.
No, but they know they're playing good baseball, and you just traded our best hitter. They also just sent the guy down, the guy who supposedly pissed at Campbell.
Yeah.
Who said he was like going to play first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just sent him to Worcester.
Is that good?
That means he got option. He's in AAA. So the guy who was trying to, I don't know, be a good teammate and move to the other position is not good enough to stay with the team. What we're going to see tonight for the Red Sox is a team that is missing a middle of the bat kind of player or middle of the order bat.
Yeah, Devers.
Yeah, they're good. Watch him walk a lot this series.
Don't let him sweep.
Who?
The Red Sox.
You think they're going to sweep the Giants?
No, I said don't let them sweep.
They don't even have Crochet going in this series.
I know. I know.
Now, this is something that actually is, I find really funny about you. You always want to know who's pitching against the Giants.
I do.
Because it seems like they miss the ace.
They always miss the ace.
Well, they faced Yamamoto. They beat him.
He stinks. He's 6-6.
Easy on Yoshi.
Please.
He almost had an immaculate
inning
last night.
Let's go through a little. Skeens, they missed him. Scoobal, they missed him.
They still got swept.
Crochet, they miss him. They miss him. Who's the Guardians' best pitcher? It wasn't a guy in the last three.
Bibee.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is kind of funny they haven't caught the ones, but, you know, Steiny, that's baseball. That's just baseball.
Every break in the book for this Giants team, Risotto.
Well, not the two nights before the Flores double.
And then
they couldn't buy one.
Who's the guy who you said, well, they'll face him because they play him 6 in 9 days?
Skeens. They play the Pirates 6 times in 9 days.
I guarantee he's pitching the series in the middle.
He'll get, like, sick or something.
He's going to throw against the Mets and not the Giants. Going to miss him 6 times. No, they'll face Skeensy or Skinny. Oh, speaking of Skinny, you think... Now, I mean this as in he's hitting one into the cove. Just, I don't want to get lost in translation. You think Devers is going skinny dipping this weekend?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't...
Think he's going to hit a home run? I do.
He's not hitting it in McCovey Cove. He's not going to hit a lot of balls into McCovey Cove. I'll tell you right now.
Well, but he could hit one this weekend. I think it'd be appropriate, actually.
The problem with Devers and splash hits are he's more of an alleys guy. He's more of an alleys guy than a down the right field line guy. Bonds was down the right field line. That's where you can make it into the cove. But as it juts out toward right center, it gets harder and harder and harder. Remember the ball Ohtani hit earlier in the year? That was to right center, but it wasn't a splash hit.
Yeah, because he hit it Mach 4.
Correct, and it was to the deepest part of the park.
It was a little lower.
It was.
I mean, I think Devers is going to have a splash hit.
To this series?
Yeah. You know what? Let's put a pop on it. I think Devers goes skinny dipping this weekend.
All right, we'll put a pop on it.
All right.
415, wrong Steiny. Gotta love texts that start that way. Wrong Steiny. Devers getting some booze at Fenway. Not a team player. And Evan.
No. Easy.
Oh, boy.
You want to read that?
No, I'm not going to read that.
I don't either. I don't like that. I don't think I like the second half of that text. It's taking a shot at goo.
Yeah.
Looking at the spray chart, and I will say that 4 of the 15 home runs that Devers has hit this year looks like they would go into the cove.
They wouldn't. I bet you. You want to make? I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet right now, Risotto.
I didn't even have a take. I'm just saying what I see.
Now there is something that I don't know if Park Factor really has this a lot. Like, is the marine layer involved in Statcast?
No,
I agree with you on that. I agree.
Can they factor that in? Like, I know that they say, all right, this is the amount of feet it goes, and there's a trajectory here. But like, dude, I'm telling you, if Devers hits one of those balls he hit at Yankee Stadium, even if it's to right, like, I'm sorry, that ball's not getting out at 8:08 p.m. in San Francisco.
It clearly doesn't take into account wind either. So it doesn't take into account wind.
Well, the wind's always swirling. You never know where it's going to take the ball.
I think it only takes into account distance,
yeah,
which I agree is a little bit skewed.
Yeah, listen, if you've played golf, All right, you're playing in the morning. It's a little misty. As opposed to you playing in the sunshine, the ball doesn't travel as far. So you're absolutely. The ball doesn't travel as far in San Francisco. And it's like, you know, it's somebody who the Giant hit a home run the other week in Colorado. Oh, it was, of course, Adamas. That's the only team he hits home runs against. And everybody, oh, that'd go out of any ballpark. No. Because the air's thin in Colorado. That's why it went 422 feet.
Dude, he hit a ball, I swear, that looked exactly like his, I think it was the second home run he hit, or maybe it was the one that barely cleared the wall in center field in Colorado, which is still like a 430-foot home run. I swear he hit one during the Cleveland series that looked exactly and sounded the same exactly off the bat, and it just died like 20 feet in front of the warning track.
Yeah, I told you about the one I saw on the second game against the Guardians.
Adamas?
Yeah, he hit what I thought was like a line double into the gap between center and right. And it just got caught, and I was like, geez, that was like a more of a flare. Like, it just, he just doesn't seem to have a lot of pop.
What's Adamas. It's hard to have pop in that stadium.
I guess.
It is hard to hit the ball out at Oracle Park. Not the hardest ballpark to hit in, but I think the second or third this year, and most years.
Do you think he's going to hit one into the Cove?
Seattle would be the hardest. Yes, I do.
What would you put Devers over under on splash hits the rest of the year? Because
2.5?
I was thinking the same thing, 2.5.
Okay. And I was going to say, when you said, well, it looks like 4 would have gone into the Cove, I was going to say 4. I bet he doesn't hit 4 into the Cove. But some of those home runs may not have just been at Fenway, right?
No. The one that went the furthest to right field was in Toronto.
Hitter's Park. The thing is, Boston is actually, not to left field, but to right field, it's kind of similar to Oracle Park. Mm-hmm. So he's hit a few that have gone out straight away right field. I think those would probably be in the Cove. I would take the over on that. You know why?
Why?
Because he's going to realize that all fields approach ain't working at Oracle. You got to get a little pull happy. That's actually what I think that Willie Adamas has been missing. He's been trying to hit the ball to all fields, Steiny. You just got to take the Javi Baez approach one of these days and just start trying to yank literally everything. And you want to hit a home run. Also, someone's saying that weather has no effect on how far your golf ball travels.
Shut up. Why would you read something so dumb?
Well, because I think it could also be an indicator.
Weather has no effect on how far your golf ball travels, Steiny.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you, Steve. You know, although I'm a little down on you, too.
You've been losing weight, though. You're not going to have as much oomph behind your ball.
I hit a new low this morning again. New low. Quick six, looking good. Hey. Weekends are tough, though. Weekends are a little tougher. But you know what I like about it?
I can't stand this quick six thing. That might be what's bugging me at 2:00.
You know what I like the most about where I'm at right now? I decide what I'm going to eat. I decide when I'm going to eat. I decide if I'm going to eat. I have it all at my disposal. We got a 60th birthday party back east in a week. And your boy's on the straight and narrow.
Now, why wouldn't you always decide if and when you eat?
You know what, Evan? How many times have you heard this? Negotiations end when there's a deadline. Okay? Hey, why couldn't you? Why did it take so long to sign Brock Purdy? Why did it take so long for Brandon Ayuk? Because there was a deadline. Plain and simple. And there's a deadline for me, and it's next Friday.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like procrastination more than a choice.
It doesn't matter because...
You know what it comes down to? willpower.
That's right.
It's all about.
That's right. That
can apply to 365 days, not 14.
Didn't I tell you that yesterday?
Yeah, but
that's all
we think similarly. You know,
yesterday got home, turned the Valkyries on. It's like, man, I'm hungry. And I had one little thing, but that's why I like to go to bed early when I'm losing weight. Tell you what, you get into that bed at 7:45, you go 12 hours without eating.
No, I think you've been sleeping too much.
All right, from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out. Oh, boy. You're right, Risotto. We're missing that stapler. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, ladies and gentlemen. They get you out in 15 minutes. No appointments needed. For locations and coupons, you know what? I'm just going to give this one up and go do it on the other side. Listen, go to BayAreaOilChange.com. That's all you got to do for discounts. Or don't make an appointment. It's still only going to take you 15 minutes. The other part of this was brought to you by Fremont Bank. You know their motto, here for you, here for good. Oh, boy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.